This is KGMI's Pet Pulse. It's a weekly segment where we talk all things health and well-being for your favorite four-legged critter. It's brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that one in four pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. Kate Woods, the practice manager of Whatcom Veterinary Hospital, joins us again this morning. Kate, good morning. You actually wanted to touch on pet obesity today. Just like humans, it's a problematic issue that I think we're experiencing across all species. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. It's growing in numbers, and March is Pet Obesity Awareness Month. So I figured, why not a better time to talk about it?
Oh, that's brilliant. So pet obesity, does it depend on the breed? Not the breed. No, that is what I'm looking for. The breed of the animal. Does it vary between different size animals, cats and dogs?
I mean, every animal, just like humans, has their own specific build. And we want to make sure that each animal has the appropriate build for what their body was built to carry.
Gotcha. So pet obesity, I imagine a lot of it has to do with overfeeding, lack of exercise, much like humans. But what are some other causes that people might not know about that can attribute to pet obesity?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the simple snack here and there, extra table scraps, a few extra treats when you're doing training, if you're not adjusting their meal plans appropriately, then that can easily cause a couple extra pounds to tack on. Very easily, yeah.
Wow, all right. And as we mentioned in our liner earlier, it can shorten the pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. And, I mean, we're trying to get all our time together with our pets that we can. So 2 years, that's a significant amount of time that we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, our time with our pets is limited as it is, and we want to make sure that they're in optimal health and optimal weight to make sure that they're with us a little bit longer. So 2 years are valuable.
Absolutely. So if you suspect that your pet might be gaining a little bit more weight than they should, I guess first call would be to the veterinary hospital, right?
Yeah, you can come to the vet. We can definitely see if there's any underlying health issues because, you know, there are things like thyroid disorders. It exists in dogs and cats, too.
Oh, that's a good point. What other issues or medical problems could also be a factor in obesity within either species?
Yeah, definitely. So it can cause arthritis in both species, cats and dogs. That causes a lot of pain. And then in their older years, they don't want to move around as much. But it shortens your time that you're able to work with them. Dogs, we're very concerned about ACL tears, which can be extremely costly to repair. It puts both species at major anesthesia risk, and they can have heart and breathing conditions as well.
Wow. And those are probably the most, the heart and breathing stuff is probably the most obvious telltale signs that you're able to garner, like whether or not your pet's obese or not. What other symptoms could they be exhibiting if those pets might be suffering from obesity?
Yeah, definitely. They could. Cats can have urinary tract issues. They're not able to clean themselves and groom themselves appropriately, so their coat quality is going to go down. Cats can also, you know, diabetes. Dogs and cats can also get that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a major issue, again, for obesity within any species, human, dog, or cat. So what are some steps people can take maybe at home before they make that vet visit or appointment that they can maybe stave off those extra pounds on their pets?
Right. Getting additional exercise, taking a couple extra walks per day, a couple extra tosses of ball in the yard is always helpful for dogs. Cats can definitely benefit from exercise and enrichment as well. They love to play fetch, believe it or not.
What? I'm going to have to try that. Mine will just, she'll see the thing go across the room and she'll go, okay, that's a thing that went across the room. I'm kind of done with that. unless it's a French fry, which she is a sucker for French fries, and I know I'm guilty. But this is the thing. She'll steal it from me is the one thing. Like, anytime I'll bring a fry home to the house, she's like, oh, that's for me. So there are certain pets who will imbibe on human food, and not every human food is good for either cats or dogs, and certainly a French fry every now and again might be okay, but as a habit, that's not a good idea. So what other human foods that people like to give to their animals as treats that maybe you shouldn't consider continuing that trend in the long run?
Yeah, definitely. Simple treats like your puppuccinos when you go through the Starbucks drive-thru is a major contributor. Cheese when you're trying to give them their medications, perhaps, or just trying to entice them to do something you want them to. There's definitely healthy substitutions like frozen green beans. My dog's a store carrots.
Oh.
And, you know, healthy fruits and vegetables that are on the safe list.
And if folks have any issues or questions or comments when it comes to their pets, whether it's related to obesity or any other issue, how can they contact you at the Whatcom Veterinary Hospital?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 360-384-0212. Our reception team would be happy to book for you. You can also book from our website, www.whatcomvethospital.com, or you can drop by in person and make an appointment.
Fabulous. Kate Woods is the practice manager at Whatcom Veterinary Hospital in Ferndale. Kate, thank you so much for joining us on this week's Pet Pulse.
Thank you.